With more than three quarters of Queensland now drought declared, there's increasing concern about the mental health of farming families. Many haven't recovered from the last drought, and there are reports of more farmers seeking mediation with banks because they can't afford to service their debts. It's got to the stage where the not-for-profit Centre for Rural and Remote Mental Health is urging farmers to seek help before the drought gets worse. Ian Townsend spoke to the centre's manager for rural and remote programs, Tim Saul.
We had over a decade of drought, and I'm talking Queensland, Western New South Wales here really, over a decade of drought, followed by 2 years of three floods of 1 in 100 years standard, and now we're back into our second year of drought. These people obviously are 15 years older than they were. The average age of farmers in Queensland is late 60s, so these people are exhausted. Their financial resources are strapped already, and they are really at the end of their tether. And we're looking like, if the El Nino does come in, it could be a third failed wet season, which when you look at some of the information and data coming out of AgForce Queensland, which I think is slightly conservative, they say for every failed season, it takes two good seasons to recover financially and emotionally. So I would probably argue it could take up to three with current profit margins being so small, but even at two, that means we're still 6 years away from these people getting back on their feet, let alone making a dollar. So it's a pretty long-term, grim outlook at the moment.
Are they looking at getting out? What are their options?
Some of them, yes, are looking at getting out. Others, you've got the succession issue that Dad passed his farm on to me, Granddad passed it on to him, and great-granddad was the bloke who selected the block back in 1900.
Are people selling up? They've got big debts. Do many people walk away with any money to start a new life if they're in that position?
Look, there's some people who are lucky and are able to sell at a reasonable profit and get out and have enough to go and start again. There are some people who don't have that luxury. Talking to Legal Aid Queensland, they're currently doing more bank mediations than they can handle.
So the situation is that people can't service their debts and the bank's thinking of foreclosing, so Legal Aid's coming in and trying to mediate.
Yeah, there's a very, very clear legislative obligation on the bank's behalf there to mediate. They have to go through a set process, and that's where Legal Aid comes in.
But there's more of that lately.
Yes. The demand for that over the last sort of 4 to 5 years has just increased exponentially. So where it goes from here, I'm not exactly sure, because a market, you'll end up with a saturated market soon, and that will depress prices even further. And a lot of these banks, unfortunately, have had their hands tied, where the equity and the bank loan ratio, because of a drop in value, land values, and then they've got their probity issues and they actually have to foreclose.
Is there much foreclosure happening?
Yeah, there is a fair bit going on.
And how are people coping with that?
They refer to it as a death. It's like having your brother die or your mother or your father, especially when it's a lot of these people, through no fault of their own, aren't fully aware of what's going on and where to get assistance. And if you get assistance early, normally you can negotiate around these things and negotiate a way out. And it comes back to that control and the hope factor again. If you know what's going on and you know where to get help and you access that help, you're actually doing something about it. And it's almost a self-fulfilling prophecy. If you sit back and you don't open the mail, the next minute the police are there to kick you off your place. It's very sudden. It's a shock, and the old fight or flight comes into instance. So a lot of these people, they just don't have the confidence in themselves to go out and seek the assistance that they need.
We've seen suicide rates a concern almost constantly in farming communities. How is the drought affecting those?
Yeah, suicide's a very difficult one. Speaking about one area in the south of the state, and I don't really want to name the area, there have been, anecdotally from the police, a few suicides down there recently, especially with primary producers. But then those same police say that there has actually been a decrease of those in the rural community. So for the region, the numbers are about the same.
So what sort of effect are you seeing on people's mental health? On farms where where there's drought, where there have been problems now for a decade, where they might not have had a decent income for a while and there might be big debt. What effect does that have on people?
Massive stress, and that flows through to many, many other things. Probably the biggest thing that we find is the relationship stresses. A wife or a partner has to move into town to take up a cleaning job at the local school. That means more wear and tear on vehicles, hitting kangaroos. I was talking to a friend whose sister works in Roma, and they live about 45 minutes out of town, and in the last 3 months she's hit 3 roos. They have written off the vehicle now because of the extensive damage. They didn't have the money to change that vehicle over to start with. Now it's been written off. The value of that was very small. So effectively she's been doing all that travel and all that work for nil result. There's all these complicating factors.
If we are at the start of another drought and people haven't recovered from the last one, what are they facing?
Well, I'd like to be able to say a short-term drought and then a decade of really good seasons, but it'd be a fool to sort of predict that. What they're facing is a critical need for them to seek assistance early. And even if everything's travelling fine, go and see your GP, go and meet or phone the local psych or counsellor or whomever, so at least you've got that rapport there already. And once you've got that rapport and you're on their books, then if things turn awful, it's not hard to take that step. And talk to people. Make sure you talk to your partner. Make sure you talk to your mate.
Wise counsel from Tim Saul from the Centre for Rural and Remote Mental Health, speaking to Ian Townsend.